This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the correct time for a suhoor? This is a very, very important matter to know, because if you eat at the wrong time, you don't earn the reward of a suhoor. But this is why it's important to know what's the correct time to consume a suhoor. What is the correct time to have or to practice this action of a suhoor by eating something? As-suhoor, my brothers and sisters in Islam, it should be right towards the very end of the night, just before Adhan al-Fajr. So the more you delay your suhoor until close to Adhan al-Fajr, that is the sunnah, and that is when you earn the reward and the blessing of as-suhoor. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrated and he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, tasahhara, they had suhoor. Falamma faragha, when they finished from their suhoor, qama an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ila as-salat. He got up from his house and he went to the masjid in order to pray salat al-fajr. Qulna li Anas, then Anas radiallahu anhu, the one who narrated this hadith, was asked by the companions, كَمْ كَانَ بَيْنَ فَرَاغِهِمَا مِنْ سُحُورِهِمَا وَدُخُولِهِمَا فِي الصَّلَاةِ. What is the time between the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having ended his suhoor meal? What's the time between when he finished a suhoor meal until he prayed the sunnah of al-fajr? What's the time? فَأَنَسْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, he said, قَدْ رُوْ مَا يَقْرَأُ الرَّجُلُ خَمْسِينَ آيَةً. He said the time was the time it takes for a person to read 50 ayat. Wal ulama rahimahumullah, they said that's about 11, 12 minutes to read 50 ayat. So we can learn from this narration that al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would delay his suhoor, extreme delay all the way to until just before Adhan al-Fajr. That's the sunnah. Well, sunnah as well, and what is good to be practiced, is to have suhoor in a gathering. Don't eat alone with your family, with someone. You will find in these ahadith that I share with you, it's always someone having suhoor with someone else. Subhanallah. Fadelay the suhoor as best as you can. And ulama rahimahumullah now, such as Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he said that suhoor time is between al-fajr al-kathib wal-fajr al-sadiq. It is between the false fajr and the true fajr. What is the difference between the false fajr and the true fajr? The difference is that at the time of false fajr, what happens in the sky is that a vertical white line appears in the sky. A vertical white line appears in the sky. This is known as al-fajr al-kathib, the false fajr. So we're not allowed to pray at this time, and we do not make adhan for the fajr at this time. The first adhan perhaps is made to wake the people up and prepare them. And the true fajr, al-fajr al-sadiq, is the horizontal white line that appears in the sky. It's a horizontal line. And then the light begins to grow bit by bit after that. That is when al-fajr has entered. This is when you must stop eating and begin your fasting. So Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he said that as-suhoor, to eat as-suhoor, is between the false fajr and the true fajr. Well, ulama rahimahumullah, they say between them is, some said 15 minutes, some said 30 minutes, and some even mentioned 45 minutes. 45 minutes is an opinion that is somewhat doubtful, so it is more correct to the fact that it's 30 minutes or 15 minutes. There are other numbers that have been mentioned, but this is what Ibn Hajar rahimahullah mentioned, that as-suhoor time, to consume this meal in order to attain its reward and to earn the barakah of this meal, eat that meal before between the false fajr and the true fajr. So, 15 minutes before Adhan al-Fajr, 20 minutes before Adhan al-Fajr, start eating. 20 minutes before, delay it, extremely delay your suhoor until right at the end of the night, just before Adhan al-Fajr. That's the sunnah. Start eating at that time. And this is exactly what the companions would do. They would delay it until the last moment of the night. Yani Zir ibn Hubaysh radiyallahu anhu, he narrates. And he says, تَسَحَّرْتُ مَعَ حُذَيْفَةَ ثُمَّ خَرَجْنَا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَلَمَّا أَتَيْنَا الْمَسْجِدَ صَلَّيْنَا رَكْعَتَيْنِ وَأُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا هُنَيَّةٌ. So he said, Zir ibn Hubaysh, he said, I had suhoor with Hudhayfa. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. See, once again, suhoor, having a suhoor in a gathering with someone else. They had suhoor, then they left their house to go to pray Salat al-Fajr at the Masjid al-Nabawi. So he said, once we arrived at the Masjid, we prayed two rak'at sunnat al-Fajr, and the iqama for Fajr was made. And he said, Laysa baynahuma illa hunayya. There was only a short time. Once again, this hadith is proving that as-suhoor should be consumed right at the end of the time, right at the end of the night, just before Adhan al-Fajr. And in another hadith, this is the hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, radiyallahu anhu, he said, كُنْتُ أَتَسَحَّرُ فِي أَهْلِي ثُمَّ يَكُونُ سُرْعَةً بِي أَنْ أُدْرِكَ صَلَاةَ الْفَجْرِ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Sahal radiyallahu anhu, he said that I used to have suhoor with my family. See, once again, he's having it with someone else, with my family. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ سُرْعَةً بِي. Then I would experience a rush within me to join Salat al-Fajr with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he finishes his suhoor and he rushes to the masjid in order to join the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make it for Salat al-Fajr. Once again, this third narration is emphasizing how delayed you're supposed to put this meal of a suhoor, how much you're supposed to delay it and have it just before Adhan al-Fajr in order to attain the reward and to attain يعني, the blessing of a suhoor. Anything before this is not considered suhoor. يعني, if a person in the middle of the night was to say, I'm going to have suhoor now and then sleep, you don't earn the reward of a suhoor because that is not suhoor, that is dinner. Or anyone who says, you know, I'll have something at after Taraweeh prayer, I'll eat something, and this is my suhoor. That is not suhoor. You do not earn the reward for suhoor because this is called dinner. This is not called suhoor time. So be very, careful and pay attention to the time you consume this meal in order to earn the prayers of Allah and all the angels. And to earn the blessing of a suhoor, have it just before Adhan al-Fajr.